Today's daf is Brachis Daf Chof Beis, and we are at the middle of the Amid on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, the two dots, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Rufua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza. So yesterday, we learned the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chof Amid Beis, which discussed a halach in Hilchas Kirishma, specifically a Balkeri. The Mishnah said that a Balkeri, which is defined as anyone that was Moitzi Zera, whether it was Derech Isser or Derech Heter, it doesn't matter. A Balkeri, when it comes time to say Kriyashma, he shouldn't recite it the way people do. Rather, Maharer Baliboy. He should be Maharer. As it relates to the Birchas Kriyashma, the Mishnah said, Einei Mevarech, Loi Lefonel, V'loi Lacharel. Then the Mishnah said a similar halacha as it relates to brachos, when it comes to food. And that is, if a Balkeri eats, he shouldn't make the bracha Lefonel. He should bench, but rather than recite benching by physically uttering the words, he should only be Mahar B'Livot. Rabbi Yehuda argued, Rabbi Yehuda said that a Balkeri should be Mevorech Lefneim Al-Achreya, meaning he should make Birchas Kriyashma, he should also make a Bracha Rishayna when it comes time to eat. And we mentioned that the backdrop to this halacha is really a Gemara in Mesechtes Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis. So just a brief introduction. The introduction was less relevant to yesterday's daf, it's a lot more relevant to today's daf. And that is, a Balkeri is Tomei. He's Tomei Midairaisa. It says that if somebody is Moitzi Zera, again, it doesn't matter if it's Be'isser or if it's Beheter, Al Yedei Tashmish, the halach is he became Tomei. Because he's Tomei, if he was a Kohen, he wasn't allowed to eat Truma. He wasn't allowed to eat Kachin. He wasn't allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Because he's Tomei, if he came in contact with something, he was able to convey Tomei. A Balkeri is not the most Chomer Tomei, but at the same time, a Balkeri is very much Tomei. Stating that, there's no halacha anywhere that says that if somebody's Tomei, he can't daven. There's no halacha anywhere that says that if somebody's Tomei, he can't learn Torah. Ezra HaSofer, in the beginning of Bayesheni, he made 10 takonas. One of the takonas, in fact, the 10th takona that the Gemara Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph lists, is he was misakin that a Balkeri has the toivel. Now the Gemara over there in Perek Merubah says, Ezra was misakin that a Balkeri has the toivel. Tfilo le Balkroin Dairaisu. It's a passing in the Torah. The Chsiv, Ish ki yetze bimedu shichva zera, v'rochet says, Besore ba'mayim. Says the Gemara, it's true a Balkeri has to be toivel with Dairaisu. But that's Litruma V'Kachim. Also, you, Ezra came, Tikein Afilo Divrei Torah. He said that if a Balkeri even wants to learn Torah, he would have to Toivel. Now, this in and of itself is a tremendous Chiddush, because there's no halacha anywhere that says that someone that's Tomei can't learn Torah. Ezra was misakin that just like a Balkeri can't eat Truma and Kachim unless he's Toivel, so too he wouldn't be able to learn Torah unless he's Toivel either. But really, there's another Chiddush if you think about it, because Ezra only made the Takana for a Balkeri. Ezra didn't say that a Mitzvah Soira has to toivel if he wants to learn Torah. Ezra didn't say that if somebody's Tomei Tumas Meis, which is way more chomer than Tumas Keri, he too would have to toivel. In fact, Ezra didn't even say that a Zov, whose Tumah is very similar to Tumas Keri, albeit Mochamer, has to toivel if he wants to learn Torah. Ezra's takana was bimyuchad to a Balkeri. The question is why? As we'll see in the course of the sugya, the Gemara is going to throw out different suggestions as to what might have been the reason behind Ezra's takana. What's going to emerge is that it's very unclear. Regardless, it was Ezra's takana that a Balkeri, until he toivels, is not allowed to learn Torah. That was the backdrop to the Mishnah. So the question is that a Balkeri, he doesn't want to learn Torah, but he wants to daven now. And it would seem me'inyan le'inyan ba'usa inyan in Ezra's takana, if for divrei Torah he would have to toivel, for davening, for saying Kriyashma, for benching, for making a bracha rishayna, for brichas Kriyashma, he would also have to be toivel. So what is he supposed to do? In the Mishnah, this seemed to be some sort of a machloikis. The Mishnah said that a Balkeri, when it comes to Kriyashma, brichas amazoy, he should be mahar b'liboy. As it relates to the brichas Kriyashma, the bracha lefanel, he shouldn't do anything. Rabbi Yehuda very cryptically said, Mevorech lifnei mulachrim. Now, what's the difference between Kriyashma and Birchas Kriyashma? What's the difference between Birchas HaMazon and Bracha Lefaneh? So the Gemara had a brief Shak Levitaria, and in the Maskona, on the top of Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, the Gemara said very simply, Kriyashma is Dairaisa. according to some anyways. Birchas HaMazon is also Da'iraisa. Being that Kriya Shema and Birchas HaMazon are Da'iraisa, so we're Machmer, and we say the Balkeri should be Mahara Beliboy. Birchas Kriya Shema is only Midrabanan. The bracha that you make before you eat, that's also only Midrabanan. Being that it's only Midrabanan, you don't have to even be Mahara. Rabbi Yehuda again argued. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mevarech Lefneim Ulachereim, and the first part of the daf is going to discuss in detail Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Oimim Mevarech Lefneim Ulachereim. And the Gemara at first glance thinks that what Rabbi Yehuda means is a Balkeri is treated like a regular person. A regular person who wants to eat, you make a shakal ni a bedvara, you make your bracha lefanel, whatever it is, and then you branch. Comes time to say Birchas Kriyishma, you make your Birchas Kriyishma, and then you say Kriyishma. Says the Gemara, is that Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't have to be Maharer, you don't have to start asking Shailas, is this Dairaisa, is this the Rabbanon, Lememer the Kasavar, Rabbi Yehuda Balkeri, Mutta Bedivari Torah. Meaning, it sounds like at first glance, Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with the whole premise, with our whole introduction to the daf. That's what Rabbi Yehuda argues. Right, the Gemara, how could that be? Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Minay, the Balkeri is Asr Bedivari Torah. How do you know that a Balkeri is Asr Bedivari Torah? Now, we said that the Makar that a Balkeri is Asr Bedivari Torah was a Takaras Ezra. But at the same time, there is this statement that's going to circulate in the daf for Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who Rabbi Shua ben Levi seemed to have a pasuk for it. So was it Takaras Ezra? Or was it a pasuk? So I am Rishonim, they grapple with this. But Freit the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yehuda disagree with the Takanas Ezra? Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, how do you know the Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah Shenemar? It's learned out from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, V'datam levanecha v'levnei vanecha yoyim asher madata levnei Hashem alekecha b'cher. Now those are really two different psukim. The first pasuk is, Raki shom alechoshmar nafshachim b'oid pentishkach es advar masherou einecha ufen yasuru milvavecha ko yimei chayecha v'datam levanecha. So this is a pasuk that gets quoted often in Shas, and we sometimes forget to think of what the pasuk shot in the pasuk is. What the Torah is saying is, Raki shomelecha u'shmar nafshecha ma'od pentishkach. What can't you forget? Es hadvarim asher ro'u einecha. You can't forget Maimed Har Sinai. And the Ramban says that this pasuk is a makar that you have to remember, not just the Torah, but you actually have to remember Maimed Har Sinai. Maimed Har Sinai in and of itself was a davar chashav. Ilu kervanu lefnei Har Sinai. V'leim nasalanu asater dayenu. Maimed Har Sinai was in and of itself an incredible thing and something that we have to remember. But right after that, the pasuk, so the pasuk juxtaposes v'hidatum levanecha v'levnei vanecha and the idea of esamach le'yoyim asher madato. And we learn from there, Malahalam Balikrain Asuya and Afkan Balikrain Asuya. Meaning, we're talking about not forgetting in this Drosha Torah, meaning learn Torah, and the Torah mentions Maimed Har Sinai, just like Maimed Har Sinai, the Balkeri wasn't allowed to be Maimed Har Sinai. We spoke about this yesterday. For 3 days before Maimed Har Sinai, the Pasuk said, Al Tikshu Alisha. So, like this, the men and the women, they wouldn't be Tomei to Maskeri. Afkan Balikrai Nasui. So, too, over here, when it comes to Torah, a Balkeri is also. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is that this halacha, that a Balkeri is also, but the very Torah seems to be Gebait on a Jerusha. If it's Gebait on a Jerusha, how could Rabbi Yehuda argue with a Jerusha? Says the Gemara, Bechitim, Rabbi Yehuda loy Doris Smuchin. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with this Jerusha, because really, this whole Jerusha is based on Smuchin. It's based on darshaning the fact that the Torah put two things next to each other. Voidatum levanach levnei vanacho. That's Talmud Torah. Yoyim Hashem Madat levnei Hashem lekech b'chayrev. That's Maimed Har Sinai. So it's the smichos. It's the fact that the two are next to each other. That's the premise of this drasha. Right, the Gemara, or argues the Gemara. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yehuda argued with this halacha, he didn't agree with the Takanas Ezra, is because this whole halacha is based on a smuchin, and maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchin. But the Gemara is going to tell us now in about 10 lines that Rabbi Yehuda did darshan smuchin. Because remember, Rabbi Yosef said, "I feel a man doesn't darshan smuchin b'chalat Torah." The Mishnah Torah darish that even the man that doesn't hold of smuchin b'chalat Torah kula, but when it comes to Mishnah Torah, meaning Bereishis Shmoyis VaYikra BaMidbar, there's a man d'amah that doesn't hold of smuchin. But when it comes to Sefer Dvarim, also known as Mishnah Torah, even that man d'amah is darish smuchin. Who is? How do you know that? Because Rabbi Yehuda loy darish smuchin. Because Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda Varsug is the one that's not darish smuchin b'chalat Torah kula. Mishnah Torah darish, but in Mishnah Torah was darish smuchin. Says the Gemara b'chalat Torah kula b'non loy darish. How do you know that? That in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Yehuda is not Doris Smuchin. Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Ben Azay Yom, Ben Azay said, Nemam Nechashefa Lo Yisachaya. A Machashefa, a woman that's involved in Kishuf. Rashi says in Chumash that it's not only a Machashefa, it's a Machashef also. So why did it say Machashefa? Because the women used to be involved in these things. The witches were women, and for the most part. And as a result, Dibra HaKasa B'Lashon Hoyva. So it says in Machashefa, is Chayim Misa. The Nebbe also says, Kol Shoychev in Behema, Mois Yumas. If someone's Shoychev, Gili Arayas with a Behema, he's also Chayim. describes. Nasamchu inyan lois. And as I said, the Torah put these two halachas, which technically have nothing to do with each other, next to each other. Loima to teach me. Mashaykh ibn behemah beskilo. Just like someone who sheikh ibn behemah, the Torah says clearly, not only does he get misas bezin, but he gets skilo, which is the most chomer misas bezin. Af mechsheifa nami beskilo. Mechsheifa also gets skilo. Amr Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda told Ben Azai, v'chi mepnei shesamchu inyan loi, noitzi lozet leskilo. How could you give a person skilo based on this drasha? Ben Azai, what's your whole drasha? Because the Torah put machsheifa loisachaya next to called sheichev and behema. Sheichev and behema get skila. Machsheifa gets skila. You're going to start killing all the witches and you're going to give them skila. I mean, we know loisachaya. It says in the Torah she's chay misa. But skila, because of a smichas, you have to do better. Elos, Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with your halacha that machsheifa gets skila, but I know it from somewhere else. How so? Oivi yedoini bechlal chola mechashvim hoyu. Oivi yedoini are examples of kishif. The Torah says by Uvi Yadoni they get skila. Lama yatsu lahakish lama loy milocha. Not Uvi Yadoni beskila. Af mechsheva beskila. The Torah said mechsheva loy sechay. And then the Torah singled out a certain type of kishuf and said to this type of kishuf, not just loy sechaya, but skila. So it was a dover shahaya bechlal. The yatsa min achlal lelamed loy lelamed al atzma yatsa elo lelamed al achlal kula yatsa of Rabbi Shmuel Omer fame to teach me that just like a mechshev, just like Uvi Yadoni skila, so to every mechsheva is skila. So you see from here. We just need one point. We're not learning the sugis of machsheifa. We're not learning about kol ha-sheichev and behema. What we need is that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't derech smuchen. Ben Azai said that machsheifa gets skiva because of a smichos. Rabbi Yehuda says mechim epnesha samchu inyan loy noitzi lozeb eskiva. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda is the man d'amma that's not derech smuchen. Yeah, do be mishnah Torah. I mean on the darash, but you find in mishnah Torah that he does darash. In the time we learned to the brayis, Rabbi Eliezer said noisei adam anusas aviv umafutas aviv. So a man is not allowed to marry his father's wife, his stepmother. She's an erva. However, a person can marry a woman that his father was once ma'anes, or a woman that his father was once mefata. So just because his father was mezana with this woman doesn't mean that he can marry her. If the father was married to this woman, then it's a problem. But if she was merely anusas aviv, umafutas aviv, there's no iser. The same is true for anusas benoy, umafutas benoy. A person's not allowed to marry his son's wife. Stating that, anusas benoy, umafutas benoy, is mutter. Yehuda argues. Yehuda, oiseb anusas aviv, umafutas aviv. Yehuda says, I agree with you, there's no iser by anusas benoy, umafutas benoy. But anusas aviv, umafutas aviv is us. Omer Rabbi Gidol Amarab, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the card to Rabbi Yehuda? Because the pasuk says, lo yikachish es eshes aviv, for lo yigale knaf aviv. What does knaf aviv mean? Knaf shera aviv lo yigale. Any knaf shera aviv. Meaning, if your father had beer with this woman, you're not allowed to marry this woman anymore. Says the Gemara, mi maide anusas aviv. How do you know that that pasuk is referring to anusas aviv? Dech samich lei. So Rabbi Yehuda said, because right next to that pasuk of lo yigale knaf aviv, it says v'nosan isha shoychev imo, the parsha of ma'anes. The point is, it's from the smichos between the parsha of ma'anes and lo yigale knaf aviv. Rabbi Yehuda learned the halacha that a person is not allowed to marry mefutas aviv or anusas aviv. Says one second, Rabbi Yehuda is the man da'amar that's lo yidarish smuchin. Rabbi Yehuda is one who told Ben Azai you can't give him a chsheif a skila because of a smichos. And here you have Rabbi Yehuda, who was mechadish an erva called mefutas aviv and anusas aviv, and he based it on a smichos. So what do you have to say? There's a chilek between bereshis shmois vayikra bamidbar machsheifa lo yisachai was in shmois versus mishnah Torah. So what's the question? Rabbi Yehuda in our mishnah seems to have no problem with a balkari learning Torah. He said that a balkari could say kriyashma, he could say birchas kriyashma, he can make a bracha rishayna, he can make a bracha akraina. The question is, a balkari should be also a talmud Torah. And what are you going to tell me? He doesn't hold of this halacha, but it's based on smuchin. Mishnah Torah, and even though Rabbi Yehuda is the man d'amar that's loy d'ayir smuchin, but the Mishnah Torah we see is d'ayir smuchin. Says the Gemara, you have to say Amri if the Mishnah Torah darish. You're right, Rabbi Yehuda really is d'ayir smuchin, and if based on that, Rabbi Yehuda has no choice but to darshin the smichos between v'haydatum levanecha v'levnei vanecha and yoy masher madatol levnei Hashem alakecha b'chayiv, and he does darshin it, but he darshins it for something else. Hani smuchim yibayi le idach Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Shulman Levi kolam alami b'loni Torah. If somebody teaches us on Torah, malo olav akosov ki ilu kiblo me'ar chayiv. He used it not to teach me a halacha so much, but more a divrei agada. That if somebody teaches us on Torah, it's as if he was mekabel the Torah from Har Sinai. Shenemar v'haydatum levanecha v'levnei vanecha. We say basrei yoy masher madatol levnei Hashem alakecha b'chayiv. At this point, it sounds like what the Gemara holds is that Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Mishnah because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the whole premise that a Balkari is also a divrei Torah. Says the Gemara, this is a Mishnah later in the parak. Zov shera keri, a zov that saw keri. So Tumas zov and Tumas keri are similar, but they're not the same. So this is a zov who has a tumah chamura, and now he also became a balkari. The nida shapolta shech vazera, a nida, of course, is a tumah chamura, and now she was polta shech vazera, meaning zera of a man came out of her guf, so she now is tumi tumas keri as well. Or hamishameshes viras adam, or a woman who was mishameshes tashmish before she became a nida, and then after the tashmish, so she had tumas keri now because she was poleta shech vazera. After that, she became a nida. The halach is tzrich and tefila; they all need tefila. Rabbi Yehuda paite, Rabbi Yehuda says they don't need tefila. Now, what's the chiddush of tzrich and tefila? It's a very big chiddush. The chiddush is because you would have thought, being that they're tummy anyways, he's a zav, she's a nida. So based on that, what's the point in doing the tefila? Say the chachamim, it doesn't matter. Still tzrich and tefila for Divrei Torah. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, no Potter, says the Gemara. It sounds like, Atkan like about the Rabbi Yehuda, Elevazav Shara Keri. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda only said Potter in that case because the person that was Raya Keri was already a Zav. Dimikar Labar Tfilohu. Because the Tfilah is not going to help him, really. Avo Balkari Gredo, but a regular Balkari, Mechayev, it sounds like he would agree. So you can't tell me Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this halacha that a Balkari is also a Divrei Torah, because he have a Mishnah that's discussing the halacha of Balkari being also a Divrei Torah, and the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda held there were certain instances where the person's anyways a Zav or she's anyways a Nida. Over there, there's no point in doing a tefillah for Keri, but otherwise it'd be a problem. Says Rav Chitam, you'll tell me who didn't have a tefillah Keri greater than Ami Potter. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a regular Balkari is Potter. And in fact, the reason Rabbi Yehuda said Potter, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, he always part. There's no such halacha that Balkari has to be Teufel. He disagrees with the whole Takaras Ezra. So why did the Mishnah say Rabbi Yehuda's halach in this case, in a case where he was a Zav and then he saw Keri, just say regular Rabbi Yehuda Paita, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's no halacha that Balkari has to be Teufel for Divrei Torah. But says the Gemara, maybe the reason it said it that was to teach me the Rabbanan Shita. But Anachinami, the reason Rabbi Yehuda's Paiter is not because Rabbi Yehuda's Paiter only in that case. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's also always point, but the Gemara says it can't be because Eima Seifa, the third of those three halachos. So usually Eima Seifa means we're introducing another part of the Mishnah that we didn't introduce yet. Here we mean the third example. The Mishnah was talking about a Zav Shira Keri, a Nida Shapolta Shech Vazera, and then a Mishameshes V'Ras Adan. So what's the difference between a Nida Shapolta Shech Vazera and a Mishameshes V'Ras Adan? Nida, it's the same, they're both in the same place right now. The difference is which happened first. Nida Shapolta Shech Vazera, she was a Nida, then she became Tommy Tumas Keri. Mishameshes v'ras adam means that first she was Tomei Tumas Keri, and then afterwards she became a Nida. And in both cases, the Mishnah said, you have the machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, she has the Toivel, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, she doesn't have the Toivel, says the Gemara. L'chur l'man ketani, why do we need this line? Ilei the Rabbana, do we need it for the Rabbana Pshita? It's Pashit. Why? Hashto mazov shirah keri, demikar labas tefilu, mechayev, Rabbanon, madach in the case where first she was a Nida, and then she became Tumas Keri. Where you would have thought that the Keri came after she was already Tomei Tumas Nida, so maybe she doesn't have to be Toivel for the Keri. Still mechayev Rabbanon, still the Rabbanon said she has the Toivel, hamisham meshes for us, Adam, in the reverse order, dimikara bas tfilohi, loy kolshke, for sure, if first she was Tomei Tumas Keri, then she became a Nida, she should have the Toivel. Ella says, the Gemara, Lav Rabbi Yehuda, it must be the reason we mentioned that line of hamishameshes for us, Adam, is not loy diyacho koichon de Rabbanon. It's loy diyacho koichon de Rabbi Yehuda. That even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda's poiter. What's the kasha? The kasha is, it sounds like vidavka ketani lo. Meaning, even in that, really, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said poiter, didn't mean always poter. He meant poter in this case, in a case where the person's anyways tumme. Or, by the way, not only if the tumme came before the carry, even if the carry came before the tumme, but only when the woman or the man is anyways tumme. Meaning, vidavka ketani lo. Mishamesh is for us, so nida in a tzricha tefillah. Avo bakari greida mechayev. But it sounds like bakari greida is chayev, does need tefillah. So again, where are we holding? Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, seemingly, that there's no halacha that a Balkari is also b'divrei Torah. He said, Mevarich lefnei, v'lacharei, which at this point the Gemara thinks means, not mahara b'libo. Say kriyashma, say birchas kriyash, make a bracha rishayna, or make a bracha achrayna. What's the kasha? So first the kasha was, how could he disagree with this takanas Ezra? Isn't there a smichos? And even though Rabbi Yehuda's loy darish smuchim, b'mishnah Torah is darish smuchim, so the Gemara deflected that. But the Gemara said, I have a different problem. I have a mefurish Rabbi Yehuda. I have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Because I know Rabbi Yehuda said a halacha that a zov shirah keri and a nida shapol the shechva zera, and a mishameshes for us adam over there. The halacha is ain't a tzricha tefila, but it sounds like ordinarily bal keri is sarach tefila. So the Gemara says you're right. Loi tema mevarach. You have to change the understanding of what Rabbi Yehuda meant in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean mevarach, just do whatever you want, but rather he meant meharer. And Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush, meaning Rabbi Yehuda argued with the chachamim, with the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, is where the Tanakhama said only what's doyraisa, only the krishma, only the bracha achrayna. He says no, even the brichas krishma, even the bracha lefana. What's the side of Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Very simple. Rabbi Yehuda holds, who said just because it's a mitzvah derabanan that you should just neglect it and not even be maharer? The chachamim thought maharer only for the deraisa, not for the derabanan. Rabbi Yehuda said that it shouldn't be that way. But the Gemara says, immediately, Rabbi Yehuda, here is that true? Can't be, because for time we have another. There's a lot of shittas here. Balkeri shein leimayim litvol, or balkeri that doesn't have water to be toivol. So you have a balkeri, you can't be toivol. So what's he supposed to do? So we learned the Mishnah, the braisa elaborates on the Mishnah. Number one, Kari Kriyishma. Ve'inu mevarich loyvel fanav aloy lachra. We know that. Va'ichol pita, you can eat. U'mevarich lachra, you can bench. Ve'inu mevarich lefana. You don't make a bracha or a rishayin. Ava mahara b'liboy. Ve'inu moitzi b'sfasov divi rameh. Everything is supposed to be behirer. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Benkach u'benkach. Here's the punchline. Moitzi b'sfasov. So you see mefurish, even though in the Mishnah wasn't clear what Rabbi Yehuda's shita is. But in the Brayis, it's very clear that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that you should be moitzi b'sfasov. So you can't say pshat Rabbi Yehuda is that he agrees with Takanas Ezra and he holds maharer. He is just being moitzi. If on the chachamim, don't just be mahara the deraisas, if you be mahara the rabbanans. He have a first rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda said that you should be moisib as fasav. So the Gemara has a third and final pshat of what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Amr Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, Asan Rabbi Yehuda, Gehilchis Derech Eretz. Rabbi Yehuda held, you're right, that it's okay to say Birchas Krishma, and it's okay to make a bracha rishayna, not mahara. Moisib as fasav. Rabbi Yehuda holds he could be moisib as fasav. And it's not because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the whole premise of the Takanas Ezra. He agrees that it's not okay for a Balkari to sit down and learn Torah. But even though it's not okay for him to learn Torah, it is okay for him to make a bracha, he could bench, he could say Birchas Kriyishma, he could say Kriyishma, he doesn't have to be Mahara Beliba. Why not? Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yehuda held that davening is Kehilchis Derech Eretz. It's treated like Hilchis Derech Eretz. It's treated like halachos that are halachos that are negeya, more midos, bein adam l'chaveroi, how a person should conduct himself. It's Hilchis Derech Eretz as opposed to like Hilchis Londis. What does that have to do with anything? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, it's a bright spot. And we learn from there, Malahalam be'emo ubi'yiro. Ubereses ubezeyo, avkam be'emo ubi'yiro, ubereses ubezeyo. Just like when the Yidden stood at the foot of Har Sinai, they were makabal the Torah, they were koilas ubrokim, and they were there with an emo and a yiro and a res ubezeyo. They were in awe of the moment, of what was going on. So too, a Yid, when he learns Torah, has to be in a state of emo, yiro, reses ubezeyo. What does that have to do practically? Mikan Omer the Chachamim said from here, a very important halacha. Number one, Hazovim v'ametzayroim u'boin al nidois mutarim l'kreis b'toyroh u'benevim u'biksuvim. They're allowed to learn Torah, even though they're tummy. Vishnois v'mishnah u'begemara u'behalachis u'begadish. They can do whatever they want. Avo balikroyin asurin, a balkerinat. Why? Because a zov and a metzayroh and even a baal nidah, they're not considered to not be in a state of a mayira, restless to say. Boy, Omida obviously needs to be understood a little bit better. But a Balkari is not the aim of Yira, but restless to say. Rashi says, because why was he a Balkari? Because of Schoik and because of Kalis Roish, Vizachus Hadas. Loshin Rashi. The point is, it's a contradiction to aim a year rest of Zeya, and it's for that reason he's also told Rabbi Yossi says that it's not always true. Shoynahu beregilios, that he's allowed to learn, Rashi says, Mishnayas that are shkuris befit. So if you know Mishnayas Balpel, let's say, and you could rattle off the Mishnayas really, really quickly, that's okay. But no raid. Rabbi Yossi ben Yosef, Matzias HaMishnah. You know, you can even get into the Mishnah a little bit. But no Gemara. Rabbi Nassim ben Avishalom. Said, you can even learn Gemara. But when you learn Gemara, if you come to a pasuk that has Hashem's name, don't mention Hashem's name. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in a tshuva in Shelus Yavit says that he heard from his father, the Chacham Tzvi, who brought a raya from this Gemara that when you learn Gemara, you should mention Hashem's name. People don't, for the most part. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that his father held it was wrong, and his makar was this Gemara because the Balkari has to be sensitive. Whoever went through a Gemara and you came to a pasuk and you started mentioning Hashem's name, Rabbi Yechanan Asandler, Talmidei Shel Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yechanan Asandler said in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, Leikonis LeMedrash Kol Iker, that you shouldn't get involved in Medrash at all, meaning no learning. The Amri Lasam said, shouldn't even walk into Beis Medrash. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Shaino hu behilchas derech eretz." Rabbi Yehuda, this is the same Rabbi Yehuda, said that you're allowed to learn hilchas derech eretz. Look, the Gemara Maisa was a story. Rabbi Yehuda shirah keri. V'hoyim mahalich agavanot. Rabbi Yehuda was a bal keri, and he was walking at the bank of the river, and together with his talmidim, Amr lei talmidav. So he turned to his talmidim and Rabbeinu shno lo perik echad hilchas derech eretz. Teach us something in hilchas derech eretz. They asked Rabbi Yehuda, "Do you tell us halach in hilchas derech eretz?" Meaning, it seems like they knew he was a bal keri, and as a result, he couldn't teach them Torah. But Rabbi Yehuda's shita is shoynuhu behilchas derech eretz. So the Gemara says, "Yarad v'taval." Rabbi Yehuda went to the mikvah, v'shana lehem, and then he got up. He taught them that hilchas derech eretz. Amulai. So they said, "Rabbi, kachli ma loy kachli ma datonu Rabbeinu shoynuhu behilchas derech eretz." So why are you not being derech u'mekayim? I don't understand. You hold you could do it. Amulem. So he told him, "Afal pishemekla ni'al acherim." It's true, I said it's okay. But for myself, this is a chumrah that I decided that I want to take upon myself. What's the bottom line? What do you see from here? You see that even though there's a halacha that about carries asr b'divrei Torah, but there's a braisa that discusses what levels of Torah are asr. Could be Mishnayis, you could say. Could be Gemara. Maybe some raid. Maybe you can't even walk into a base medrash. What was Rabbi Yehuda's shita? His shita was, you can't learn Torah with the exception of Hilchas Derech Eretz. Why? Because Hilchas Derech Eretz, it's more midos. You're not delving into the depth of Torah. You're not being lon be'umka shel halacha. It's just halachas. Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a carve-out. There is a time that a bal keri is allowed to learn Torah. What type of Torah? Hilchas Derech Eretz. Says the Gemara, there's no reason that Kriyashma and Birchis Kriyashma and a Bracha Rishoyna and a Bracha Achreina should be any different than Hilchas Derech Eretz. And that is the side of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Again, just to make a recap on the first part of the daf. And that is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in the Mishnah was that Mevorech Lefnei Malachre. Tanakama says only Deiraisis, not Rabbanah said, even Deiraisis, only Mahar. Rabbi Yehuda said Mevorech Lefnei Malachre. What's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? First, the Gemara thought, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, he disagrees with the whole Takanas Ezra. But the Gemara proved that that can't be the case. Then the Gemara said, maybe Rabbi Yehuda just meant you should be Mahar the Brachas. Whereas the Tanakhama made a distinction between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. Rabbi Yehuda said, what's the difference if it's the Raisas and the Rabbanans? You could be Mahara, so be Mahara the Rabbanans also. Maybe that, but the Gemara knocked that out also. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to say it. So if you're allowed to say it, so what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? So the final resolution, as far as what Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's okay. You could say like a mensch, you don't have to be Maharit, the Kriyashma, and the Brachs and everything else. Does that mean Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Takana Sezra? No, he agreed with it. But just like we see the word carve-outs, there are certain things that are okay. Rabbi Yehuda's own Shita was Hilchos Derech Eretz. Rabbi Yehuda felt that these things are like Hilchas Derech Eretz. It's for that reason it's okay. The second part of the Daf Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Hoya Omer. So we have a Takanas Ezra with a Mishnah and a Braisa and a Shitas Rabbi Yehuda stating that there's another opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, and not only did he say about Fleigzogen Hoya Omer, this is something that he used to say. Ein divrei Torah mekabel toma. Torah is not mekabel toma. What does that mean? Torah is not mekabel toma. If someone's tameh, he's never asur to learn Torah. What are you worried about? That you're going to learn Torah and somehow you're going to be tameh the Torah that you learned? No such thing. Divrei Torah is not mekabel toma. So if it's not mekabel toma, there's no halacha that a tameh is asur b'talmud Torah, meaning a bal keri is allowed to learn Torah. Ma'isa, there was a story b'talmud echashay megamgeim l'maylum Rabbi Yehuda b'mseir. There was a story with a talmud, he was megamgeim. Usually megamgeim means like he wasn't speaking clearly. Rashi on Amud Beis says megamgeim means he was learning really fast. Amalei, so he told the b'ni, psach picha v'yairu dvarech. I know why you're doing this. You're doing this because of Takanas Ezra. He says, no. Ein divrei Torah mekabel toma. Why? Shenema l'kei dvarek eish nu Hashem. Torah is like fire. Ma yishin mekabel toma. Just like fire is not mekabel toma. Av divrei Torah ein mekabel toma. Omar mar. Matzia es ha-mishnah ve'ein matzia es ha-gemar. One of the shitas were that even though there was a takonas Ezra, but not everything is aser. So what's aser? You can learn mishnayis, you just can't learn gemar. Misayel le rabbi loy. Dam rabbi loy. Amar abachim ha-yakud. Mishum rabbeinu halacha matzia es ha-mishnah ve'ein matzia es ha-gemar. Rabbi loy said that. Kitanoy says gemar. I think it's really machlek is tanon. Matzia es ha-mishnah ve'ein matzia es ha-gemar. Devir ha-meir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel oimer mishum rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel zeh v'zeh aser. Va'amri lo some say zeh v'zeh motem. Meaning there is a meir shita who said matzia es ha-mishnah ve'ein Matzias Agamara, that shita exists, but there was another shita, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, who some say held Zevezeh Aser, Some say he held Zevezev Mutter. Says the Gemara, Manam Zevezev Aser, Rabbi Yochanan Asanda. So Rabbi Yochanan Asanda was one of the Shittos mentioned earlier in the Braisa, who said you can't get involved in Medrash. Some say that he said you can't even walk into the base Medrash. But Zevezev Aser, meaning everything is Aser. Manam Zevezev Mutter, the ones that say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, who said in the name of his brother, seemingly, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Zevezev Mutter, why would they both be Mutter? What happened to Takanas Ezra? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Shittah was that ain't Divrei Torah. This is a very important Gemara. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, we have a sugya here, we're getting into it, regarding Takonas Ezra. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, I don't know the halacha, but I'm going to tell you the minig. The minig is, Nog Alma, Kahani Klasabi. In fact, there's three shittas, three sabi, three rabbanon that said something that we follow. Number one, Rabbi Loi Bereshis Hageis. We follow Rabbi Loi in the sugis of Bereshis Hageis. Rabbi Yoshio Bikalayim in the sugis of Kilei Akeren. And Rabbi Dovem Beseir, Bidevei Toiro. Rabbi Loi Bereshis Hageis. What is he referring to? Tanya Lun to the Bereshis. Rabbi Loi says, Bereshis Hageis, Eindu, No, Yigalo Ba'aretz. So the Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah in the end of Masech Tuschun that talks about the halachas of Reishis Hageis, that Reishis Hageis is noig ba'aretz or b'chutz la'aretz. What Reishis Hageis means, the first shearing of wool had to be given to a kohen. That has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It's not mitzvah yisatluyos ba'aretz. So Reishis Hageis is a mitzvah that the Mishnah says is noig ba'aretz or b'chutz la'aretz. However, there's a shitas Rabbi Loi who held that it's only noig in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok observed that the minig is that in chutz la'aretz nobody gives Reishis Hageis. Nog alma ki Rabbi Loi. Ki Rabbi Yoshe b'kalai, what was he referring to? Loisizra kamrach ha'kalai. So you're not allowed to plant kalayim, and there's a special version of kalayim that's usher in a vineyard. It's what's known as kilei akerim. It's more chomer than regular kalayim. So Rabbi Yoshi Yeshita was that lo'ilam einoi chayiv, you're not chayiv for kilei akerim, ad she yizra chita v'sa'oira v'chartzim b'mapaylos yad. You need two grains, chita, sounds like a diet, v'sa'oira, right, wheat and barley, v'chartzim, and a little bit of, some grapes, and if you plant it together, b'mapaylos yad, that's when it's a problem. That's a very big kula in the halachas of kilei akeret, because that means, really, you could do whatever you want, as long as you don't sow it in that way, it's going to be okay. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, no, galmuk, Rabbi Yoshio. They take on this kula. And what's the last kula? That's the one that we need. Rabbi Yudu ben Beseir, Rabbi Divrei Toiro. Detanya, Rabbi Yudu ben Beseir, Oimer, Ein Divrei Toiro mekablin tomak. Yosef Ziri, Omar. When Ziri came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel. So he reported as follows. Again, the Gemara was written in Babylonia. It was written in ancient Iraq, in Bavel. But a lot of the Amirah would go to Eretz Yisrael, and they would report back what they heard in Eretz Yisrael. So Ze'iri came back, and he said, Batlu alitfilusa. They were mevatel tfilah. Some say that when Ze'iri came back, he said, Batlu alitfilusa. Not they were bottle the mitzvah of tfilah, you have to title it a mikvah, but rather they were mevatel the mitzvah of netilah sidai. Man, I'm about to lose his mind, but they had the girsah that they were mevatel the mitzvah of tefillah. What was he referring to? Rabbi Yudah ben Beseir. Man, I'm about to lose netilus. Man, I'm that felt that they had the girsa that they were mevatel the netilah sidai. Which netilah sidai? Kader of Chizda. Layit amanda mehader amayi bidin slice. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. Rav Chizda said that it's important to wash your hands before you daven, but at the same time, if you're gonna miss man tefillah as a result of that, so there's always the second best option. So that's what he was referring to. Tanu Rabbanon Balkeri Shenosnu Olav Tisha Kabin Mayim Tar. And this is the third part of the daf, and that is so we are learning about Takanas Ezra. Takanas Ezra, which is mentioned in Bava Kamma, Perek Meruba Daf Pei Beis, which is the backdrop, it underpins the sugya of a Balkeri Maharer Beliboy, Ve'enei Mevarech Loi Lefaneh V'loi La'achareh. What we saw was that even though there's a Takanas Ezra, and there seems to be some makar to it in the Torah, the smichos between Vaidatum Levanecha Velevnei Vanecha and the Pasuk Yoyim Asher Madata Lefnei Hashem Alekecha Bechayrev, but at the same time, not everybody agreed with this takana. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tumo, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok reported, Nog Alma Kahani Tla Sabi, and one of them was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, meaning the Minhag HaOlam was to take on this kula of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. And Ze'iri came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, I feel in Eretz Yisrael the Mekel. Even over there, they don't take on this takana, says the Gemara. But as relates to the takana itself. So going back to the Takana, there was a kula that was instituted in the Takana, meaning somebody's taking on this Takana. You hold that it's a problem. At the same time, there was a kula. What is that? About Keri Shanas, all of Tisha Kabin Mayim Tar. If you would pour 9 kabin of water on top of a Balkeri, he would be tar. Now, if this line is taken out of context, it could be very dangerous. The Gemara doesn't mean every Balkari in the world should nos the wall of Tisha B'Av in his tar. The Balkari deraisa, who's also betruma, ubekachin, and he's not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash, of course, Tisha B'Av in Mayim poured on top of his head is not going to work. He has to go into a mikveh of memsa, and it has to be mekshamim, and it has to follow the rules and regulations of Hilchas Mikvahs. What we mean is Ezra's new takana. That a Balkari's also B'Talmud Torah, so as long as he would have Tisha Kabin of water poured on top of him, that would be okay. So that's the equivalent of taking a shower. So if somebody would take a shower, so to speak, that would be fine. Says the Gemara, Nachamish Gamzu, Lachashal Rabbi Akiva. Nachamish Gamzu whispered to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Lachashal Ben Azai. And Rabbi Akiva whispered to Ben Azai, U Ben Azai Yatza Veshanu L'Talmid B'Shog. And Ben Azai went out and he taught this to his Talmidim, meaning, Rab Nachamish Gamzu said over this halacha that with nine kabin you don't have to worry about Takonas Ezra anymore, but he didn't want to say it Barabim. He whispered it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva whispered it to Ben Azai, and Ben Azai went out and he darshened it to the whole world. Says the Gemara, think about Treya Meirabim Marab. In fact, it was Machlek is what Ben Azai really did. Rabbi Yisrael Barabim, Rabbi Yisrael Barabim, Chadam once said, Tani Shana, that in Ben Azai, like we just said, he went out, he taught it to the world, the Chad Tani Lachasha, that Ben Azai also whispered it. Man, the Tani Shana, Mishon Bittel Torah. The one that said Shana, the reason he was Shana was because of Bittel Torah, or Mishon Bittel Piri Verivya. Ben Azai felt that why don't we should tell everybody about this, because it's very possible that a person will refrain from Tashmish. Why? Because he knows that after Tashmish, he's a Balkari. And once he's a Balkari, he's going to have to go to the mikvah. So he's going to end up not being involved in Tashmish. Or if he is Isaac in Tashmish and he's a Balkari, he won't learn. So Mishum Bittul Torah, or Mishum Bittul Piri Virivya, Ben Azai said, why are we whispering this? Everybody should know this, that all he needs is Tisha B'Av in Mayim. All he needs is Tisha B'Av, so all he has to do is take a shower, so it's not a big deal. It won't stop him from learning Torah. It won't stop him from paying the Rivit. Manda Tani Lachasha, Manda says Lachasha, because he held that, no, this is not something you're supposed to tell everybody about. Like Nachamich Gamzu didn't want to, like Rabbi Akiva didn't want to. Why? Shlo Yehu Talmidei Chachamim Mitzuyin Eitzel Nishoisem Kitar Negoilim. Because he didn't want that Talmidei Chachamim should be with their wives, Kitar Negoilim. And being that he felt that if it would be so easy to get away from the Tumas Keri, so it would lead to more Tashmish, and that's something that he was trying to prevent. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, where he talks about the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, which the Ramban says is that even things that are mutter, Kedoshim Tiyu, there's a general mitzvah that a person should be machmer, even for things that he's allowed to do. He gives a few examples of it. So he says, for example, Taivas HaMishkol, it's something that's mutter, but at the same time, Chazal said, Shelo Yehu Talmidei Chachamim Mitzuyin Eitzel Nishaseim Ketar Negoil. So this Gemara is the one Gemara that he quotes in that piece where you have a real life example where the Chachamim took upon them a chumrah, they said they knew a kula that they didn't want anyone to know about, and that is that Tisha Kabin can remove Tumas Keri. I heard that some people are makel when it comes to Tisha Kabin, and some people are machmer when it comes to Tisha Kabin. And then he said, by the way, if someone's machmer, it's a school of arichas. He says, there are people that they wake up in the morning, they go to the mikvah. What's the point? Rabbi Shua ben Levi says the Gemara, from everyone is not sure. Mativan. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was quoted many times in the sugya. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the one that said that it says, it says, so why is Rabbi Shua ben Levi the one that's not sure about? So the Gemara says, why is it that people are going to a regular proper mikvah? They can use Tisha Kabin. Not just that. Why do they have to dunk their whole body in? Right? You go into a mikvah, you're toivel in the mikvah. Tisha Kabin means it gets poured on top of you. You want to know why people are machmer in Arbam Sa and in a proper mikvah? Because a good gather can come from this. Time we learned to the Bais. There was a story with a man. He was Teveya, a woman, to do an Avera with him. Amr Loy, she told him, Reka, Yeshlach Arbam Sa, Shat Teveya Bahem. So you're going to do Avera. Then you're not going to have Arbam Sa. So you're going to be Tomei, you're not going to be able to daven, you're not going to be able to learn. Niyad Pirish. When he heard that, he was Pirish. So you see, something very good came about from Tfilas Ezra. Now, obviously, at first glance, the story is, right, so he wasn't worried about the fact that he was being Mazana, but somehow Tfilas Ezra, that's something that he was going to have an issue with. But the truth is, you find this. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Yuma where the Gemara says that there were two Kayhanim, they were fighting to go up, and who was going to be the first one to do the Trumas Hadeshen. And on the way, one guy took a knife and he literally stabbed the other person. Everybody started screaming, take the knife out of the person because he's about to die. And once he dies, he'll be metame the knife and it's going to be tome. Says the Gemara, l'lametcha, that it was more chomer by people tome. They didn't care the man was dying. That was literally, he was hemorrhaging. But at this, no, we can't. What they cared about, and they said, God, Salah, they said, go quickly, take the knife. So you see, for me, the Tumah V'Tayra was something that was taken very seriously. And that's Sugya Tzvichas Dabim. Over here, you see, regarding Gilead Rice, Amadu Rapuno the Rabbana, Rabbosai, Mibnei Ma'atem Mizalzalim B'Tilazu. Why are you Mizalzalim B'Tilim Mishum Tzina? Is it because the water is too cold? Efshe B'Merchatzais. Tfilas Ezra doesn't have to be in a mikvah. You can go to a bathhouse where the water is warm. Amalei Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, "V'chiyesh tefila b'chamin." Where do you find tefila b'chamin? What do you mean? Amalei, so he told him, "Yeah, you're right." Rav Adar Bar Ahava Koyka Vasa. He also holds you can't tefila b'chamin. Rav Zera have a yasi ba'agna demaya be'mesusa. So Rav Zera was sitting in a bath in the bathhouse. Amalei l'shamoy. So he told the shamiz zil va'aisu li tisha kavin. He said, "I need tisha kavin for tefila Ezra. Go bring me tisha kavin. V'shadi lavay. Do me a favor, pour it on me." Amalei Rav Chiyah Bar Abba. So Rav Chiyah Bar Abba told Lamar. He was his Talmud. He said, Rebbe, Mar, Kulei Hai, I don't understand. But you're sitting about, you're sitting in a bath and you need someone to pour a shower on top of your head. Amalei says, Kear Bamsa. Because I hold that even though it's true, there's a concept of certain kuleis by Tfilas Ezra, but it's like our bamsa. What does he mean? Ma'ar bamsa b'tfila v'loy b'nesina avtisha kabin b'nesina v'loy b'nesina. Meaning there's two options. Either you could toivel, but then it has to be in a proper mikvah. Or it could be tisha kabin, but then it has to be dafka b'nesina. Meaning you would think if you're toiveling tisha kabin, why should that be any worse? That was Rav Zera's chiddush. Rav Nachman tikin chatzva bas tisha kabin. Rav Nachman, he created this keli, this implement. It was exactly nine kabin, patented. And he said, this is something that you could use for tisha kabin. He also, Rav Dimi, where Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said as follows, Rabbi Akiva, that this kula of Tisha Kabin was only said for a chayla la'itzai, meaning someone that's not well, and he was moitzi zera ba'oinus, meaning it happened, it was out of his control. It didn't come related to taiva, it just happened because he's not well. The sickness is what caused the carry. It's only then that you could use the Tisha Kabin. Aval chayla hamargal, but someone that's a chayla, meaning even if he's a chayla, and he had regular tashmish, and as a result, he's a balkari. Arbam saw he needs a proper arbam saw. Amar Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef heard that. He said, "It for chatzvei de Rab Nachman." Rab Nachman's whole keli is not negeya anymore. It was broken, proverbially speaking. Why? Because it's not negeya. It's only negeya tisha kabin for a chayla machmasayinus. That's like shchiach. It for tavri de Rab Nachman. Also, Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so Rav Dimi and Ravin both spent a lot of time in Eretz Yisrael, and a lot of Talmud Bavli is based on Torah that Rav Dimi and Ravin reported from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel. And very often they had different versions of similar incidents. So Rav Dimi came back and he said what he said. Ravin, he had a whole different version. He said, "Be'usha Abba Uvda, there was a Maisa, Shahaya, Kachaya, and Usha. It was Bekil the Rav Oshia. It was at the entranceway of Rav Oshia's house. Asu v'sholu Ravasi. Ravasi was there. And they asked Ravasi about Tisha Kabin. Amal, we told him, Leishonu al l'chayla hamargal. The halach of Tisha Kabin is true for a chayla, but what kind of chayla? A chayla hamargal. A chayla that did it Bekavana. He's not well, so we're not going to force him to go to a mikvah, but rather Tisha Kabin will be fine. Aval chayla la'itzai, pata miklum. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef heard that. He said, "Oh, it's the mitchatz v'der Rav Nachman. We just put together the broken keli of Rav Nachman, because now Rav Nachman's halacha is relevant, because any chayla that's margul could use it." And by the way, Chazal say that Talmidei Chachamim have a din of a chayla. Talmidei Chachamim have a din of a chayla. So if that's the case, every Talmud Chacham that wants to be machmer for Tfilas Ezra, he can use Tisha Kabin. So Nachman's patent was very, very important. Says the Gemara, Mechti, I don't understand. Kulu amayroi v'tanoi b'de'ezra k'mifugi. Didn't this all begin with a Takanas Ezra? If that's the case, what are we arguing about? Tisha Kabin, was it for a chayla? A chayla la'insai? A chayla that does it b'kavana? Why don't we just go back and see what Ezra's takana was? V'nechsi Ezra hechitikein, bring above a kama gemara, daf pei beis, and let's see what takana's Ezra was. Amar Abaya, so Abaya said as follows, Ezra tikin labari amargo memsa. Ezra said, you have to toivel in a proper mikvah, but he was talking about a bari, he never said anything about a chayla. As it relates to a bari la'ointzai, a bari that had Zera ba'oynis, he said tisha kavin. V'asu amayroi, and the amayroim came, upligi, and they argue, what about a choyla? I mean, Ezra never said anything about a choyla. Marasa, what man them held choyla ha-margol? Kabari ha-margol. V'choyla lo'insoy, kabari lo'insoy. There's no difference between a choyla and a bari. Marasa, but other man them held choyla ha-margol, kabari lo'insoy, v'choyla lo'insoy, potter me, klom. Either way, the machlekes is what Ezra held by a choyla, because Ezra never said anything about a choyla. Amar Rava, so Rava said, I don't think this is true, because nehi, did in Ezra tefillah. It's true Ezra was misaking tefillah for a balkeri, but Nesina mi tikein? Was Ezra ever misaking Nesina for a balkeri? It's not true. Because v'amamar Ezra tikein tefillah l'balikroim. He wasn't misaking any Nesina at all. Meaning the Gemara just said that Ezra's takana was that if a person is a bar, he's healthy, regular balkeri, he needs 40 saw. If it happened ba'oinis, then he needs Tisha Kabin. As if to say Ezra was the mechadesh of this concept of Tisha Kabin. Rava said it's not true. Elama Rava's Rava had it a little bit differently. Similar, but not the same. Ezra tikein tefila lebari hamargo memsa. All Ezra was masaking was tefila for a bari 40 sa. So Rabbanon. The Rabbanon came veskidu lebari lo'insai Tisha Kabin. The Rabbanon were mechadesh Tisha Kabin. And they said, who is it? Nageya, also a bari. A healthy person. But if it happened, ba'inus. Meaning, a regular balkari where it's not ba'inus, 40 saw. If it's ba'inus, then it's only tisha kav. Also, I'm a yirayin, then my yirayin came. V'komifligi b'choylan. They argued regarding a choylan. Ma'asav ha'choyla ha'margol, kabari ha'margol, v'choyla lo'insoy, kabari lo'insoy. There's no difference between a bari and a choylo. Ma'asav ha'labari ha'margol memsa. V'choyla ha'margol, kabari lo'insoy, tisha kav. Avala choyla lo'insoy, choyla lo'insoy, pata miklum. He's going to be pata. Amar Rava, what's the bottom line? Hilchas ha'bari ha'margol, v'choyla ha'margol arbom sa. If someone does it bekavana, whether he's a bari, whether he's a chayla 40 sa, ubari lo einsoi tisha kabin, avol chayla lo einsoi pata miklum. Tanu rabbanu balkeri shenas all of tes kabin mayim tahar. A balkeri that has tisha kabin is tars. This is a brisa that talks about tisha kabin. It says that a balkeri that had tisha kabin tahar. Bemed varam amrum last, but this is only true if he's learning Torah for himself. Avol acherim if he's teaching Torah, arbam sa. Then he needs 40 sa. Rabbi Yehuda says mem sa mikol makay. The question is what that means. Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Shulben Levi, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chad mehai zuga, v'chad mehai zuga aresha. So, we're not sure who is arguing, but we know there's two machlokes going on. We also know that either Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Shulben Levi argued with either Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina in one, and the other one argued regarding the other. Point is, we don't know who the names are. It's one of these four in any one of these respective machlokes. But there's two arguments regarding the resha and the seifa of what we just said. When we say the resha, we mean the first shita, the seifa, here's the second shita. Again, what were the shitas? Balkeri shenas noal of tes kabin mayim tahar. So the Tanakhama Shita is that Tisha Kabin works, but only if you're learning for yourself. But if you're teaching Torah, Tisha Kabin doesn't work, you need 40 sa. Rabbi Yehuda Shita was Mem sa Michal Makim. Says the Gemara Chadama once said, when we say there's a difference between learning yourself or teaching, that's only if someone's a Chayla and he did it because of but a Chayla Lainsai, it's Tes Kabin. Even if he's teaching, the Chadama once said, "Kol acherim, if you teach, afilu chayla lo einsay ad ikemem sa. Even a chayla einsay needs 40 sa." Okay, that was the machlokes. What was the machlokes regarding Rabbi the second shita? The chad me hayzuga, aseifa. Chadama, Chadama, Rabbi Yehuda mem sa mikol makim. Rabbi Yehuda shita was mem sa mikol makim. What did he mean? Loi shanu ala bekarka, avo bekelim loi. Meaning he said you always need 40 sa, but that 40 sa has to be in the ground. But if it's 40 sun, a keli, like in a bathtub, that's not going to work. I mean, it has to be a proper mikvah. The Chadam, the other man said, I feel the bekelim nami. It's true, Rabbi Yehuda said 40 sa, but it could be even a keli. It doesn't have to be a proper 40 sa as in a kosher mikvah. It could be in a keli. Says the word. Bishlemi the man I feel the bekelim. Bishlemi the man that says Rabbi Yehuda holds 40 sa, but it has to be in a keli. Hainu diktani Rabbi Yehuda mem sa, mikol makom. That's what mikol makom means. Not just mem sa. Mikol makom. As long as it's 40 sa. Oh, the chiddush is, even if it's a keli. Ella. But according to Mandama that says that it has to be in the ground, not in a keli. So what's Mikol Makim coming to be marba? So the Gemara says, Lasuye Mayim Shuvin. It's coming to say that it can be Mayim Shuvin. Ordinarily, Mayim Shuvin is not kosher for a mikvah. Over here, Mayim Shuvin is going to be, okay, one final Gemara. Rapapa, Virav Huna Breder of Yeshua, Virav Bar Shmuel Krichu Rifta. So Rapapa, Rav Huda Breder of Yeshua, Rav Bar Shmuel, they were all sitting together, they were breaking bread. Bahadi Adodi. Amalei Rapapa. So Rav Papa said, it came time to bench. He said, I want to bench. The Nafali Lavai Tisha Kabin, because I was machmer to have Tisha Kabin. Amalhu Rava Bar Shmuel. Rava Bar Shmuel said, Tanina, the medvar mamurim la'atzmai, aval acherim emsa. And apparently, the one that was going to bench was going to follow the minhag gra that's brought down to Maaser Rav. He was going to be mitzi everybody for benching. Oh, you're being mitzi me. You're not teaching me Torah, but you're being mitzi me. You're being mitzi me, you need 40 sa. So he said, Allah havo yedidi, Rav Bar Shmuel said, Livroich denaf li lavai, arbam sa. Because I had arbam sa. Amalu Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, I hear what you're both saying, but I think I should bench. You know why? Havo yedidi, Livroich deleki lavai, I didn't need loy hai, v'loy hai, I don't have tisha kabin, I don't have 40 sa, I'm not about carry at all. Rav Chama says, the Gemara tovel b'may li yemi de pischa, he toveled erev Pesach, for Kerry, lahitzi rabim yedechay vasa, because he wanted to be mitzi the rabim. It's not clear what was he coming to be mitzi. Some say he was coming to be mitzi them with the bracha and howl. Again, it's not clear unless hilchas agavase and the halacha is not like him. Either way, we can finally exhale. So we have a long, intense gemara, a lot of words. It's a long gemara that discusses the halachos of a bal Kerry, which really begins with a Takonas Ezra mentioned the Mesachtes Bava Kama, that Pebezu was the 10th of Ezra's Takonos, and it's really the backdrop to a Mishnah here and that Chav HaMebez, and it's for that reason the Gemara discussed it in great detail. But what came out from this discussion is that even though when you learn Bava Kama, it seems very straightforward, Ezra made a Takona that a Balkari is also the Divrei Torah, and even Tefillah for that matter, unless he's Teufel. Not Pashat at all. Number one, what does Tefillah even mean? Does Tefillah mean you have to go into a proper mikveh? Does it mean that as long as it's 40 saw, even if it's not in the ground, it could be in a keli, maybe it could be mayim shuvim, which usually is not kosher for mikvah, maybe even tes kabin, just taking a shower, proverbially speaking. Maybe even that would be okay. Not just that, there was a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, Ein divrei Torah mekablin toma, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak reported, Nog alma. No, Galma Krab, you don't even have to worry about this Takonas Ezra. And really, if you think about the sugya from a very high level, from a 20,000 foot view, the kasha is poshid glaring. If Ezra made a takana, Ezra went and he made a takana. So what's going on over here? How could Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, let's focus on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. How could Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira come and say, Ein divrei Torah mekabel, mitashtikol Torah. Halei koi dvarei keishno mashet, ma ishin mekabel tumo, af divrei Torah ein mekabel tumo, tzanai shtikol Torah. But Ezra made a takana. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lived hundreds of years after Ezra. He had no right to go keneged. He had no right to go keneged Ezra. And we know the halacha. Ein bezden yachal levatel divrei bezden chaveri. Achiyev gadol menu chach v'min. So if Yehuda ben Beseira's bezden, they convene and they decided, halei kaidvari ke'esh nom Hashem, that we're going to somehow override the takana of Ezra. At first glance, it's tzarech ir. You know who asks this kasha? Tosfos. Tosfos in Perek Meruba asks this kasha. Freak Tosfos, I don't understand. This whole, Vim Toimar, Tehechi Olim Rabbi Yehuda, Levatul Takonas Ezra. Had Rabbi Yehuda Mabeseira have a right to go ahead and be Levatul Takonas Ezra. And Tosfos says three terutzim. Tosfos' first terutz is, V'yesh Loimar, the Dilma Sovet Loitikin Ezra, Dover Zem. Maybe he disagreed with the whole thing. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Mabeseira's Girsa wasn't 10 Takonas of Ezra, it was 9. Or maybe he had 10. And he had a different one. The point is, we could argue a minyan mitzvahs. We could argue about the takonas of Ezra also. Maybe he held there was no such takona. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe he knew that if Ezra said it, he would never go against him. But maybe there was never such a takona. Inami. Or perhaps, maybe he understood that when Ezra made the takona initially, it wasn't an ironclad takona. Meaning he wanted it like this, like Katchila. Abayet fashtanin, that maybe there'd be a time where there'd be a Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that would see the world a little differently. And he would feel that maybe this is not the best idea. And as a result, he allowed in the gufa takana for someone later to go ahead and to be mevatel that takana. Inami, alternatively, says Tosfos, loy pashat yisurei b'rov Yisrael. Tosfos quotes the Gemara of the Zohar daf lamed vav amud aleph in the sugya of Shem and Akum. We have no time to talk about what this really means, but there's an idea that if the chachamim make a takana and for some reason it never really took off, that takana doesn't have the same level in terms of a later bezdin trying to be mevatel. And it's for that reason Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira understood that Ezra said it, and it's a gemara, and it's a sugya mesachtes brachas, mahar or not mahar, it's a sugya. But at the same time, people didn't really take it on. Like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, no galma. The minhag was like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira before Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They never took upon themselves this chumrah of Ezra. And as a result, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira understood that type of halacha is not something that you have to worry about. The Rambam talks about Tfilas Ezra in two places. He talks about it in Perek Dal of Hilchas Kriyishma. It's the last halacha in Hilchas Kriyishma. He talks about it in Perek Dal of Hilchas Tfila as well. Just to read from Hilchas Kriyishma, says the Rambam, the Ezra beis dinoi tiknu shelo yikra balkeri levadoi. That a Balkeri shouldn't, he's talking about Kriyishma, he shouldn't say Kriyishma until he goes to the mikvah. But this takana, says the Rambam, never took off. And it was very difficult for most Jews to keep this takana. And it's for that reason they were mevatel it. They're all Balkeris. So the Rambam B'Lashoyne Azov brings Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's drasha, and he bavarns, he acknowledges Tosfos Kasha. What's going on over here? It was Takanas Ezra. How could you have a Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira hundreds of years later? The Teretz is, like Tosfos said in the third Teretz, because the Takana was like Pashta B'chol Yisrael, because Lehaya Koyach L'Rei V'atzibra Lamechba, L'Fichach Batla. If you take a look at the Kesef Mishnah is Medayek L'Shoyne Azov Shal Rambam. He says, even though the Rambam sounds like he's saying Tosfos third Teretz, he doesn't really mean Tosfos third Teretz. Again, it's late. Ayin Shom. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. There's also Hilchas Kriyishma. In Simen Peches, Paskins as follows. Kol hatmeim koirin b'teira, v'koirin Kriyishma u'mespallin. Every Tomei is allowed to say Kriyishma, he could daven, he could learn chutz mi balkeri. Shaitzio, Ezra mi kol hatmeim, v'asri b'em b'divrei teira, b'em b'kriyishma v'tfila atche yitbol. Why k'dei shalayiu, talmidei chachamim mitzuyim, etzol nishnaseim, k'tar negoilu. Sounds like that's the main reason. The achakach, however, says the Shulchan Aruch batlu oisa takana. They were mevatel de takana. V'heimidu hadover al adin. And they said, "Sha'af Balkeri muter b'divrei Torah, ube Kriyishma, ube Tfila, b'loy Tfila, b'loy Rechitza de Tisha Kabe, without anything." The chaim poshat haminig, and that is the minig. So, what's the bottom line as it relates to this sugya? Yeah, Tfilas Ezra, no Tfilas Ezra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Kriyishma Perek Dalet, and the Mechaber Paskins that way in Simen Peches. It's very clear that even though there was a Takanas Ezra, there was also Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. There's a rationale for how Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was able to be mevatel Takanas Ezra. But the bottom line is the minig is it's okay. You don't have to worry about it. They were mevatel it. So they made a takana, but they were also mevatel the takana. And that is the halacha meikur adin 100%. Stating that, if you look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, there's a whole nother sugi over here. And the truth is that it really starts the other side of the story in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah right here in Simen Peches says, "Umikom makoy." Even though the Mechaber said very, very clearly, "Lahalacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira." However, mi sheyirtza linhoik velitva, if somebody wants to take upon himself a chumrah for Tfilas Ezra, tavayol of bracha. I guess it's not Mexico you are. V'davka im al yedei zo yavrz my kriyishma v'tfila. But then he throws in a disclaimer, as long as going to the mikvah is not going to make you miss my kriyishma and my tfila. V'efshar da'afilu im al yedei zo yisbatum mitfila v'tzibur gam kemei nochel ha'achroza. Says tfila v'tzibur, that I'm not sure about, says the Mishnah Berurah. Could be, it's better than tfila v'tzibur, could be not. That I'm not sure. But either way, says the Mishnah Berurah already, that there's an idea of tavi ol habracha. Now what's the makar to this Mishnah Berurah? So if you look at the Shaaretz, it comes from the Prima Godim. So the Prima Godim already said that there's an idea to be machmer. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a sefer called Orchas Yosher. And in Orchas Yosher, Perik Tes, Perik Yud Aleph, it's called Tahaira. And in Tahaira, he has a Perik Tes, a long discussion about Tfilas Ezra. So he starts off saying, you know, what the halacha is. And then he says as follows. U'b'shailos u'tshuvas min ha'shamayim. We'll just read from it a little bit. We have 3 minutes. U'b'shailos u'tshuvas min ha'shamayim shal, im yesh lahokel b'tfilas Ezra l'tfilah. Is it okay to be meiko for Tfilas Ezra, when it comes to Tfilah? So this was asked in Shailos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. One of the Rishonim had dreams, and they would tell him things in dreams. Ve'shivu lo, he was told as follows, quote, Va'avadetem es HaShem Elokeichem, have you emers u'tfilah? Efshe tomei u'makriv karbin? Could you be tomei and bring a karbin? Im tomei ashar tumois. What about other tumas? Ein edoy metumah mi'oynos u'tomei midas. Ein edoy metumah abo mi'mokim achel u'tomei yoytzes mi'gufoy. The Ezra kishatikein beruach ha-koydesh ro'a v'tikein. And then they told him in HaShemayim v'dovazeh goyrim oruch ha-golos. Why? Kim hois at filas Yisrael b'tikuna. Because we were able to daven properly. This was Ramat Yisio's lumdus that we spoke at earlier in the Masechta. Kfar niskab l'tfilos and zayyam erabim. We'd have more of a koyich ha-tfilo. So our tfilos would have been answered. Why are tfilos not answered? Because we're tomei. So it comes out, not being machmir And in Tfilas Ezra causes the Erech HaGolus Ad Kam L'Shoyne. This is where Chaim Kanievsky brings from the Shalos Teshuvas Min HaShemayim. Then he continues. Ubemagid Meisharim La Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef famously learned with a Magid. And he wrote a sefer called Magid Meisharim to say some of the things that the Magid told him. Amar Lo HaMagid. Al Tevatel Tomit Tfilas Bali Kroyen. Ke Einata Yodea Matan Tzchara. Ad Kam L'Shoyne. Varizal Kosa B'Shar Ruach HaKodesh. Ein Dover Yosef Muchrich V'Tzarech Ala Adam Inyan HaAsaga K'maya Tfilo. A person wants to have Asaga, he has the Teufel. Sh'Tzarech Shia Adam Tor B'Chaleis. Ad Kam L'Shoyne. V'Chein Kosa B'Reishas Chachba U'B'Chesed La'Avram Ayin Shom Shei Richo B'Zat. This is all from Chaim Kanievsky. V'Chazal Omru. And he says, really, the Gemara, you see it already. Because what did Chazal say? Kol HaMachmer Ba'al Atzmei Maricha L'Yom V'Shnoisa. We learned so much Gemara this morning. But there was one fleeting line. In about 4 seconds, we mentioned you see already there's an idea. I mean, you can't argue with it. The Gemara already said that. The Harbi Gedoyli Yisrael loy betlu miyameim. And then Ruchai Karev says there were many Gedoyli Yisrael that were never mevatled kamuva betoldei seim. Like you read in the biographies on different Gedoylim. As I state in the biographies, V'ro'isi b'sefer echad, Reb Chaim says, I bet you there's not another place you can find Reb Chaim say this. Reb Chaim says, I found in a sefer ke'es eini zoicher hechad. I can't remember where the sefer is. This is someone that literally called Rosloy, honestly. Shekol achiburim sheniskablu b'chol Yisrael. That every sefer that was niskabel by Yidin, heim elu sham mechaber nizer betfilas Ezra. The mechaber of the sefer was nizvan tefilas evra v'hayoyim shematzim mikvois v'kalitbo bevadim isha yochel roi lezor b'zeh. So the bottom line is you have the halacha and then you have the other side. As it relates to the halacha, the Rambam and the Nefilchus Kriyishma, the mechaber and Siman Peches, Nohog Alma, Kerabi Yehuda ben Beseir, it's for sure the halacha. I mean, even the noise of Kael Magen Avram Taz, the first to ready say something was the Magen Avram, was the Prima Gadim, the Mishra Brewer brings the Prima Gadim, but in the world of Chassidus and in the world of the Shabbat, the Magid, the Meisharim, in the Magid Meisharim, the Arizal and Shar Ruach HaKodesh, even the biographies on the Gedolim, there already there are Mekoiris to be very machmer in Tfilas Ezra.